Welcome to SEO Success for Tree Care Companies. This podcast is about SEO, inbound marketing, content creation, and more. I'm your host, Graham Knight. Thanks so much for joining me. Now let's dive right in. Last episode, I introduced you to the three pillars of local SEO, and these are prominence, relevance, and proximity. Yeah, I say, but I'm an arborist on the move, and this might not work for me. One day I'm in this town, and one day I'm in that town, so now what? Welcome to episode 27, and we're going to cover exactly this problem now. What if you're an arborist on the move, and how do you get found in Google if you are? Funnily enough, I came across that problem just this week. As you might recall, I'm working on a site for an arborist based out of Homosassa, Florida, and Homosassa has a population of around 2,000 people, and our arborist in question works in different areas on a regular basis. Sure, we can do all the local SEO we want based on his office location, but there really aren't a lot of prospective customers here. Absolutely, we'll work on local SEO, but we need to take another approach to get his website ranked in more populous areas. Now, I actually have the same problem for my SEO company, not Tree Care SEO Services, because that's national, but Neuro Digital, which is based in small town Ontario. Local SEO really isn't going to help a whole lot here because we have a small population and a ton of wild animals and not much else. So what do you do in this situation? The answer is that we've got to follow the keywords, but we've also got to follow the location. And I'll move on to this in just a second. But I asked my arborist friend which cities were more important to him. And I had originally suggested counties, but these were too broad and the population, aka potential leads, generally hang out in more densely populated geographic regions and counties. So my friend mentioned cities such as Clearwater, Largo, Palm Harbor, Tarpon Springs, and East Lake, and these really hit the mark. From here on, I'm going to call my obvious friend John because, well, that's his name, and we really haven't talked a lot about keywords yet and what they mean. In previous episodes, I've been teaching you the ins and outs of getting a basic WordPress website up and running, but as I mentioned, the rubber has to meet the road now, and it's time to start planning out some content. Now, when we marketeers talk about content, what we mean is twofold. Firstly, it's the pages on your website that tell visitors who you are and what you do and where you do it. And secondly, it's you sharing your expertise through useful articles, videos, podcasts, blogs, and other content assets. Feel free to jump back to episode 7 because I did talk about keywords there and I covered them in some depth. But let's do a quick revision here because I need you to appreciate the importance of keywords in getting your website in front of prospective customers. Now, the internet is so full of websites, and I think the latest numbers, just Googled it, are around 1.98 billion. 1.98 billion websites in the internet. Now, these aren't all active, of course, but even so, that's an awfully large number of sites on the web. And the active sites will be a smaller number, but it'll still be a big, big, huge number. And you're only going to come across a small number of these websites in Google because most of them don't rank in Google algorithms for anything useful whatsoever. And by rank, what I mean is a website answers one or more specific questions that a searcher asks, and the website answers it in the best way possible so that Google shows the website to the searcher, and the link between the website and the searcher are the keywords. Have a keyword-rich website and make sure that its quality is high and that other websites reference it through backlinks, and you have the makings of a site that appears in the top spot of Google. Now, of course, it isn't that easy, but you get the idea. Finding keywords is as easy as opening up Google and typing in a search phrase. For example, arborists near me. That's a keyword, and the websites that are presented to you satisfy the search intent of your query the best. Our goal for John's website is to make sure we build pages that satisfy search intent and match what the searcher is looking for. And if we do the work well, then we'll be shown to the searcher as a premium service provider that he should call. To be effective in finding keywords, we're going to have to use a tool to help us. SEMrush, Ubersuggest, Moz, and even Google Ads Keyword Planner are all tools that give you data about queries that people really type into Google. The queries are effectively the keywords, and we can get metrics such as number of searches per month, cost per click, if you're using them for Google Ads, keyword difficulty, and so on. I like using a tool called Ahrefs for my keyword research, and so I'm taking to it for John's site. Instead of trying to rank our website in Home Assassin, where there really aren't that many people, I want to see if there are keywords for cities such as Clearwater. If I find them, then I know for a fact that people are typing them into Google. And what I'm going to do is build a database of keywords, and then I'm going to go through them one by one to find the best opportunities for a brand new website to rank for. For example, Tree Service Clearwater, Florida gets around 450 searches per month and is low competition keyword. If I look at the websites that are currently ranking in the top 10, I see a mix of high authority websites and those with no authority whatsoever. And this is a really good sign for me because I know that I can rank a brand new website with that keyword. So rather than focus on local SEO in Home Assassin, I'm going to do my keyword research, analyze the top ranking pages for the keywords I choose, write content briefs to give me the details on how to beat out the top five websites, write the content, build the pages, hit the publish button, and then start tracking the positions in Google. I'm also going to drive links to those pages, and sure enough, John's site should start to be found by searches in those cities, and his phone will ring. Thank you for listening to SEO Success for Tree Care Companies. If you need help with your SEO, then find me at www.treecareseoservices.com.